Well, because costs have increased significantly, Tom. We have more students to educate, which drives up educational costs. We have a lot more people who need health care under our Medicaid program that the state provides. And third, there's the ending of federal revenue sharing that supported some of the state employees. So the combination of those things is a $2 billion shortfall in the budget this year.
Now, by law, Florida has to balance its budget. We can't run a deficit. And in some ways, that mirrors the debate on the national level in that lawmakers have to decide whether to cut expenses, whether to raise revenues, or what combination of those is the right mix. Does it look, Hank, as if Tallahassee lawmakers will try to raise incoming revenue?
Doesn't appear so with this legislature, Tom. They certainly are not going to raise taxes. And they appear to be of the posture that any increase in revenues is equivalent to an increase in taxes, and they seem very resistant to doing that.
So if we don't raise revenue, that means there will be cuts again this year. Where do you think those cuts will primarily be, Hank?
Well, I think we know where the biggest cuts will take place. It's where the most money is. And the only places that can generate $2 billion worth of savings really is education and healthcare, Tom, and I'm afraid that's where we'll see the significant amounts of cuts once again.
Now, Governor Scott has said that he wants to restore some of the funds that he took from the public schools last year. So that means that most of the money to close that gap is going to come from the state's health care system. And we're planning to discuss more on that next week. But let me just ask you, Hank, is there some alternative to this? Does it have to be either higher taxes or drastic service cuts?
Well, there's significant alternatives if the legislature is willing to consider reforming the sales tax system, for example. That is the most important source of revenue for our general fund. But over the years, we've had a series of exemptions to the fund, all for good reasons, to promote economic development. But many of those are outmoded now. But yet we've not sunsetted them. We haven't reviewed them. So we still have now a tax system that is riddled with exemptions, that many of which are outmoded, that could be closed without compromise to economic activity in the state, but would generate more revenue for state government. And so I think it's well nigh time to do a thorough review of our sales taxes with an eye towards modernizing them and making a revenue structure that is more supportive of the kinds of things that Florida needs so we don't have another $2 billion shortfall next year.
Well, give me some specifics. What are some of the areas where you'd like to see the tax code changed?
Well, to pick the most egregious kind of examples that are easy to pick on, ostrich feed. Once upon a time, it was useful to exempt ostrich feed from sales tax to promote the ostrich industry in Florida. Well, we don't have much of an ostrich industry. And our sales tax system is riddled with that kind of thing. We give sales tax exemptions for Super Bowl tickets, tickets to major sporting events. We don't need to be doing that anymore. What we need is the revenue that would be consequentially developed by closing off some of these outmoded loopholes.
Okay, well, we're going to talk some more about that next week and some other previews of some of the economic issues that are going to be coming up before the state lawmakers. Let me just ask you this, Hank. Does it help us any that both leaders of the State House and State Senate, House Speaker Dean Cannon and State Senate President Mike Haradopoulos, are from Central Florida? Does that help us any here in Central Florida?
It should help us. It should protect some of the programs that are very important to Central Florida's economy. Protecting the University of Central Florida or Medical City or those kinds of things are reflective of the power that Central Florida's legislators have. So perhaps there'll be some protection in a difficult financial environment for the state, Tom.